This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we're learning through this that this is one of the greatest reasons for why people fall into the fitna of kufr and shirk or whatever it is. Why do people fall into fitan? Why? It is because they assume that the promise of Allah is very far away. This is one of the greatest reasons for why people fall into the fitna of kufr and shirk and sin and disobedience and rebellion. And this is the reason for why Bani Israel at this time worshipped a calf. What was the reason? Because they had assumed that the promise of Allah is very far away. When they are Musa, you're promising us a good life or the paradise or ease. Where is it? Too far away. أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدِ Musa alayhi salam is saying to them, أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدِ Did you see the promise of Allah being fulfilled very far away? And you see, subhanAllah, for a believer, the promises of Allah, the promises of the afterlife are not far. They're extremely close. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا The disbeliever, he sees the promise of Allah very far. As a result, he rebels against Allah. Nothing is coming anytime soon. It's far away. I'll deal with it when it comes. That's the attitude. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا The believer sees Allah's promise very close. Very soon, Allah's promise would be fulfilled. In the very same surah, Surah Taha, towards the end, there's a conversation among the people on the plains of the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا The people would speak among each other on the Day of Judgment. And they will say, perhaps we remained on earth for 10 days. Shuf how quick it was. On the Day of Judgment, Wallahi you hear this. People would be saying on the Day of Judgment that our life on earth was about 10 days approximately, no more. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما So a person among them, and Allah would refer to him as أمثلهم طريقة The best person in calculation, the best among them in count and calculation, he would say to them, no, perhaps we stayed on this earth one day, not 10 days, one day. Look how quick it is. But the earth and life on earth is quick. Super quick, quicker than what you can think on the Day of Judgment. This time we spent on earth, the best one who can count will say we spent a day only. Look how close Allah's promise is. Allah Azza wa Jal brings even a closer reality and makes this even shorter. In Surah Al-Nazi'at, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا The people on the Day of Judgment would then understand and know that their life on earth was measured in ashiyatan, 20 minutes. Aw duhaha, probably half an hour to 40 minutes. This is what people on the Day of Judgment would think about the time they spent on earth. Even how quick is this? And people, they have the ability to wait patiently. So why can people wait patiently concerning worldly matters and they don't have the same attitude concerning hereafter matters and the promises of Allah? Today, if a person applied at the housing commission, he has no problem to wait 18 years, 20 years. I'll wait patiently. Tayyib, well, what's the difference? When Allah Azza wa Jal had promised you, remain firm and committed upon your Islam. And the moment you die, I give you a house in the paradise. A long-lasting house in the paradise. In the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah builds it for you. What's the difference? Why would you remain patient 20 years for a house here? And you have that certainty and that attitude and you wait patiently. But you don't have the same attitude. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to instill this attitude in us. That we await patiently for His promises. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the reality. Allah Azza wa Jal promised the believers the paradise the moment they die. As soon as the believer dies, immediately His soul is taken all the way up to Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal would command the angels, send it back to his body for the questioning. And he would say, مِنَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُهُمْ. I created them from the earth and they shall return to the earth. So the soul of the believer travels once again from Allah all the way until it reaches its body. And it enters the body. The questioning happens. The questioning is over. And then the believer's soul, where does it go? It goes to the paradise. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as narrated by Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, إِنَّمَا نَسَمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ طَائِرٌ يُعَلِّقُ فِي شَجَرِ الْجَنَّةِ. That نَسَمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, the soul of a believer, it becomes molded and shaped in the form of a bird, and it hangs on the trees of the paradise, and it roams around whichever way it likes. It eats and it drinks and it enjoys its time in the paradise. حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَى جَسَدِهِ يَوْمَ الْبَعْثِ. And its life would remain in the paradise until Allah Azza wa Jal resurrects mankind from their graves. Then the soul would leave the paradise, it would go back into its body. Then a person is resurrected, then the events of the Day of Judgment will happen, and then finally the believer enters completely as a body and soul to the paradise. Heather, it's not far away. It's very soon. It is very close. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا, the one who we have given him a good promise, فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ, you will certainly meet it. Allah would certainly fulfill his promise to his slaves. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't betray the promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ.